Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But right now, please hold your calls for the time being because we have with us on the line Bill Sardi. And Bill is a health journalist. He is a health researcher. And he, of course, has helped an awful lot of people simply by understanding the various alternative methods of treatment, which have been available really for thousands of years and have helped people. But, of course, they're sort of looked down upon today. Bill, thank you so very much for being with us.
Wonderful to be with you. And we're coming to you at a time when... of course, the National Academy of Sciences has said our healthcare system is collapsing. The insurance rates are rising at 8 to 12% a year. Many people simply are not going to be able to afford a health insurance. But you know, we find they can't afford to be healthy, and we're trying to tell people it's not healthcare, but being healthy that counts. Because treatment's available. Why do you need treatment if you're healthy? So learn how to stay healthy. And of course, that's the message, if we could help Americans do that a little more. And a lot of these little things that we hear in the news are really attached to politics, and we may get into a little bit of that later, too.
Well, you know, it's really it's amazing if you analyze what's come out in recent years. I mean, there's certain foods that will keep you from getting cancers. For instance, I think it's broccoli that keeps you from getting cancer of the colon, and tomatoes, or tomato products that will protect you against cancer of the prostate. And really, there are various types of food that have wonderful benefit and beneficial things. Now, you would think that if these would keep you from getting cancer, if you got cancer, you ought to be eating those things that would seem to help you. But nobody ever suggests that food or nutrition can really be helpful in preventing, and then even in the treatment of these diseases. Cancer is a terrible, terrible disease, but certainly we treat it by surgery, and we treat it by radiation, and we treat it by chemotherapy. And yet, what about nutrition? Isn't really the most important thing you can do is to have good nutrition? And if you have good nutrition, of course, then your body can be harnessed, the immune system can be harnessed, because that's really what keeps cancer under control. And if you destroy the immune system, why, the cancer goes wild.
Well, and we've become aware of so many people with the double-pronged problem of simply having poor health and being unemployed at the same time. It's really a curse. They don't have income to pay for the health care bills, and of course the bills mount up and are overwhelming. So, and this may come along if you're not getting ready for it. By the time you reach middle age, beyond 50, it's likely to happen. You're at least for a while. You may just throw your back out, or you may have worse, diabetes or other problems, a sudden heart attack or something. So you need to be prepared in ways to stay healthy, not just get treatment after you lost your health. You know, they just did a study. Here it is in the Journal of Nutrition for this month. And they took and divided the country into the four regions, north, south, east, and west. And they found, you know, the stroke belt in the United States and the prevalence of hypertension and strokes and cardiovascular disease is much higher in the south. And this is where the nutrition is poorer. They finally confirmed this in this study. They have far less magnesium and other minerals, as well as antioxidants that we find in plant foods and so on in their diet. So certainly this is related. We certainly know it's not only just related, it probably is causal. That is, it induces, you know, there's a cause relationship by the lack of these nutrients in our diet. So, you know, someone once told me the two hardest things to change in someone is a religion and their diet. So I think people need good information. If they had the information, they might act on it. But understand, in America, our most popularly eaten and consumed plant food is French fries. So this is where we have problems. The most commonly consumed items in grocery stores are Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, things that have MSG in them, like Campbell's soup, cigarettes, they're on the top of the list. These are the kinds of things that Americans consume. We certainly have to change our dietary habits. I see that the unions today are picketing and saying that the health care costs are too high and they don't want to lose their health benefits in this crisis, but that doesn't make you any healthier. You can have all the health coverage you want. Why would you want to allow a stroke or something to happen when you had knowledge? I certainly encourage everyone to come visit my website, which has a lot of free health information there without any commercial influence. And one of the things we're going to be releasing in the next couple of days is a big report on drinking water and one particular mineral, magnesium, and the lack of it in our water supply. And we have a lot less magnesium in our diets today. You find magnesium in green leafy vegetables and nuts and things, but certainly not enough. We used to consume about 500 milligrams of magnesium. We now are down to about 200 milligrams over the last 100 years. And magnesium has a direct relationship to sudden death, heart attack. So we'll have that report up on my website soon. That's at askbillsardi.com. And we welcome you to go there. There's reports there on autism, whether you should get smallpox shots, and all kinds of free information that will help people.
I thought that was really so fascinating that in studies they found that of the people who had a significant amount of magnesium in their diet already had a much lower incidence of sudden death heart attacks. Because this does influence the contractibility of the irritability of the heart, doesn't it?
Yeah, you bet it does. Magnesium is a muscle relaxant. At the same time, we've been increasing our consumption of dairy products and calcium products. And calcium is a muscle constrictor. We need a balance between the two. It's not like one is good or bad. We just have lost the balance, and so we need a lot more magnesium, and in particular in drinking water because it's rapidly absorbed. And what happens is after we've worked out or done exercise, they just had six middle-aged men in the Baltimore area die of sudden death heart attack after running in physical exercise events. And four of these were physicians. They should have been in good shape. It was the lack of magnesium, we believe, that caused it, and this has been proven in studies. The 25 cities with the highest amount of magnesium in their water supply have the lowest amount of heart disease in the United States. That's been known since 1966. Now, we haven't acted on it. There's a couple of companies coming out with magnesium.
We're going to have to interrupt you right there. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Do you ever feel sort of run down that you need more energy? Well, let me tell you about a product. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly, and I've used this for close to 10 years, and my family has used it. We've been very, very happy with it. And recently, the company came and offered to sponsor us for a month, so we certainly agreed to that. We think it's a great, great product. It's made from the royal jelly that comes from the beehive. This is what the queen bee eats. It's sold with a money-back guarantee. If at the end of 3 months you're not completely satisfied and you don't have more energy, just give them a call. But if you'd like to get Be Alive Royal Jelly, call 1-866-233-7500. That's 1-866-233-7500. And I'm sure you're going to be very, very satisfied with the product. Okay, so this is Dr. Stan, and of course I want to mention that we do carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and we've carried them for some time, and we can't make any medical claims for them, but I will tell you that an awful lot of our listeners who utilize them are sold on them, and they keep coming back, and they tell their friends about them, and certainly some people claim that the soap seems to help their rash. Other people say the neutralizer helps their heartburn. Or you'll just have to try it to see if it helps you, but we think the Miracle 2 products are excellent. You can get an introductory offer by calling 1-800-544-8927. We offer the soap, the neutralizing soap, the moisturizing soap, the neutralizer, the gel, the lotion, and they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and just ask them for Miracle 2 soap products, or if you'd like to get more information, specifically request information, we'll send it right out to you. Another of our fascinating 4-tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's 4 interviews with people talking about the move to establish
concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America. Our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and our guest is Bill Sardi. And, of course, a lot of people are very concerned about the health, but, of course, without any real knowledge, why they tend so many times to be doing the wrong thing. Now, many people are concerned about water. They think there are contaminants in water, and certainly there are sometimes pesticides and other things in water. Supposedly our municipal water supply has been purified, but, of course, here in our area, we don't have fluoride, but in many parts of the country, they've actually added fluoride to it, which is harmful, or certainly they add fluoride, they add aluminum to clear the water, and the two of them together is a deadly combination as far as the brain is concerned. So then to get away from the water contamination, why people will get distilled water, and they simply distill the water, it comes off in steam, condenses, they add a little lemon to it, and that's a great product. The only trouble is there's no minerals in it, and certainly you need minerals in your water, and certainly you need magnesium in your water as well. What do you think about that, Bill?
Well, certainly what happens is when we have thirst, the body's telling us we're low, we need to be rehydrated. And when we have sweated and lost fluid, we certainly need sometimes a little sodium, though we often have too much sodium in our diet, so we can retain water and so on. But the real mineral we're missing in drinking water is magnesium, and without it, we're prone to sudden death, heart attack. You know, we lose about 50,000 people due to smoking in the United States every year, just the use of tobacco, but we lose about 200,000 people to sudden death, heart attack due to the lack of magnesium, primarily in drinking water. And so American drinking waters, you won't find much magnesium in most tap waters because we soften the water and put sodium and replace the calcium and the magnesium. In the bottled waters, the European bottled waters have a lot more magnesium than American bottled waters do. American bottled waters are maybe 2 to 3 milligrams of magnesium, but the European bottled waters average about 20 milligrams of magnesium, and I don't think it's any coincidence that Europe, they have a far less rate of heart disease than we do, and particularly the sudden death heart attack with magnesium being a muscle relaxant. And the reason why magnesium in water works so well is because it instantly gets to the heart. You can take a magnesium pill, but it takes a while to get it absorbed, and you're not likely to have one available right when you need it, which is right after exercise when you're reaching for water in order to rehydrate yourself and so on. So that's when you need it before you have a sudden heart spasm. So a couple of the companies now are beginning to offer magnesium-rich bottled water, and I'm hoping and praying this will spread around the country. There's been a bottled water called Noah's water, which is made in Modesto out of a natural magnesium-rich spring, and now Palomar Mountain Water Company here in Southern California is introducing a magnesium-rich water. And you can go on my website and sign up there and say, hey, I would like those waters, one of those commercial waters, to come to my area. And we'll pass it along to the manufacturers, no commercials involved here, just to let them know, so if people are interested, we'll try and see if we can't get those bottled waters to get into America, because I'd like to put the ambulance business out of business and make sure that people aren't succumbing to sudden death heart attack needlessly when we knew this all along. We need more magnesium. The best way to get it is in bottled water. So we're hoping that that'll happen. If you want to learn more about this, I did write a book called In Search of the World's Best Water, and you can find out about that on my website at askbillsardi.com. And I will say for all of you that are listening, magnesium is a good thing to create an alkaline system in your body rather than an acidic environment. And we hear a lot about becoming alkaline. There's a Well, people are pushing calcium and coral calcium about becoming alkaline. Well, magnesium does the same thing. And by the way, the Miracle 2 soap products do this very well with their neutralizer products. So if you're having problem with acid indigestion, if you want to get your body over to the neutral side so you're not so acid all the time, why, you can use these kind of methods, the Miracle 2 soap neutralizer, which you can take orally. Don't think it's soap. That's a good thing, especially for people with heartburn. Again, magnesium-rich bottled water would be a good little health tip for people. We need to learn these things, and certainly when the price might be our life, we certainly need to learn about the power of magnesium.
Well, you actually have a material there on your website about autism and vaccines, and you know, one of the most frightening things to me is that they have known for many years that mercury is toxic to the brain, and it's toxic to the brain of our children, and yet they have insisted, they have mandated vaccines that contain mercury. And of course, initially, why, you only had one or two vaccine shots, that wasn't so bad, but now we have up to 20 vaccine shots, and they've got another 200 down the line, and it really was only really when some of the groups like the Vaccine Information Center, the National Vaccine Information, began pointing out that they were giving children in the nursery hepatitis B shots that contain mercury. And there's not one study, well, I think there is one study that was put out by Eli Lilly that justified that. But of course, they have 1,500 studies that show it's harmful. And of course, you're told, oh, well, you know, we've got to protect the vaccine manufacturers, you know, and that's why we had to put this stipulation in the Office of Homeland Security legislation, because after all, if we don't protect Eli Lilly, they won't make any more vaccines. Well, of course, the truth of the matter is, Eli Lilly doesn't make any vaccines. They haven't made any vaccines in, a dozen or more years, but they do make the thimerosal. And the vaccine companies have been using it because they were told it was safe and it was cheap and inexpensive. And the only reason they had to do this was because government wanted multi-dose vials. If you had a single-dose vial, you wouldn't even have to put a disinfectant or a preservative into this. But the government rules and regulations required the thimerosal, the mercury, toxic to the brain of children. Now, what's really happened, you know, the incidence of autism has skyrocketed. It used to be a couple's children every 100,000. Now it's one child in every 250 has autism in America. What's the relationship between autism and thimerosal? Do we have any idea?
Well, certainly there's an increasing risk, and, the autism rate is going up. Well, why would it go up? Do we have any other suspected, factors involved? The only thing, and it's going up worldwide, the only thing we do worldwide in every culture is vaccinate the children. And isn't this two-faced? We don't want young children to get lead. We take it out of the paint. We worry about it because it ruins the brain. Well, lead and mercury are two heavy metals. Why are we putting mercury in the vaccine and then injecting it in your arm?
And we tell the mothers now, we don't want you to be eating swordfish and other things because it has mercury. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't want to eat that terrible swordfish or tuna fish or whatever it would be and get mercury, and it would get into your child, through the placenta. But of course, we mandate it be given in the nursery when there is absolutely no danger, unless mother has hepatitis B, that child is going to have or get hepatitis B. It's a hard disease to get. You get it the same way you do AIDS. And how many children can contract AIDS after birth? And, of course, they don't. And so, and then, of course, well, they say, well, we just got to do this, because, we need to give this to everybody. We need to give it to irresponsible young people, and they won't take the vaccines. The homosexuals and the IV drug users and the promiscuous young people won't take the vaccine, so we're going to get them in the nursery.
We have such bad science out here. The British journal, the medical journal called The Lancet, it's highly regarded, had published a report about 3 weeks ago saying, look, there's no difference between the blood levels of mercury in children with autism and the children who didn't develop autism after vaccination. That completely misses the point. You see, not every child becomes autistic, only one out of so many hundred or thousand. Of course, the one that gets it obviously is missing something. What they're missing is a defense. The body has a defense. When heavy metals enter, there's something that grabs it and controls it. In a few children, they're missing the protective mechanism, and it's obviously in those vulnerable few. that this occurs in. So it has nothing to do with the blood levels. The parents can all tell you it all occurs immediately after the vaccination. They can see the child change right in front of their eyes right after the vaccine is administered. So it's right then, and the children are, the toxin is allowed somehow to enter the bloodstream, and then, of course, through injection, as we know, it gets there. But worse yet is it gets to the brain, and once it's in the brain, of course, it's destroying things there. And we know the brain has a barrier, so some children may have a breakdown of what we call the blood-brain barrier, and it's in those few that end up getting autism. So we have to protect the few. Obviously, that not every child is getting this, but there's a tremendous rate of increase, whether it's South Africa or Thailand or Romania, wherever it is, and it doesn't matter. So what is the one thing we're doing in all those countries? Vaccinations, and they all have thimerosal. So you wouldn't administer lead into your child's arm, would you?
Well, of course, the other thing is, of course, they tell us, and your doctor will tell you, they've taken the thimerosal out of the vaccine, but demand to look at the package insert, and you'll find that the year 2003 PDR says that the thimerosal is still there. And so they're really not telling the people the truth. They want to use up all that vaccine with the thimerosal in it because they don't want to throw it away because they don't want to hurt the profits, and that is unconscionable. That was the same rationale that was used to continue giving the polio vaccine in 1960 and 61 and 62 when they knew it had a cancer virus in it and they wanted to use up the supplies. They wanted to use your children and perhaps you for experimentation, and they certainly wouldn't want to impact on profits. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bill Sardi, but we have, of course, a great book we're offering. It's by Dr. Russell Blaylock. It's called Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and it goes into really the fluoride scam and the mercury scam and the vaccine scam and so much of the information that we're talking about today. And we want you to go to Bill's website, but you very seriously want to think about getting Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock, and we'll be putting together a four-tape set on that for you. And then, of course, we have another great four-tape set. It's my interviews with Craig Heimbichner, and of course it's Aleister Crowley and his friends in an amazing overview of the world occult movement and its impact on your life today. It's a brand new four-tape set. Aleister Crowley and his friends. Aleister Crowley was a Satanist. He was the leading Satanist of the last century and had a profound impact on the world in which we live today, and specifically on a man named Alfred Kinsey, who changed the sexual mores of this nation, right along with Hugh Hefner. So you need to understand really the satanic basis of the changes that have happened in America. Aleister Crowley and his friends is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. I think you'll find it a fascinating new four-tape set. We have a new video. It's called Desperate Deception. That's desperate deception, and the word desperate is misspelled on that. I think you'll, when you see this, you'll get an overview of what the 9/11 attack was really all about and why, of course, nothing was done to try to prevent that attack from taking place, because it's, of course, been used to justify changing America, passing all sorts of new laws, and, of course, are going to war with the Gulf. Call 1-800-544-8927. Right now, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
A book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, En Route to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today, and unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest today is Bill Sardi. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, let me simply point out, you should do everything you could to get your immune system, your general health up as quickly as possible. And it's only good common sense. However, in the January-February issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, which is published by the Council on Foreign Relations, and Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney come from the CFR, the people who control our government always come from the Council on Foreign Relations, whether the Democrats or the Republicans are in control. And of course, 20 years ago, why, they totally suppressed any mention of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now they speak out about it as if, well, it's always been there. Only because many of us have been pointing out this was a covert organization. But nobody will ever tell you where it came from. It was a front organization organized in 1921 as a front for J.P. Morgan financial interests and for the small American branch of the Round Table, which was the extension of a secret occult society in England created by Cecil Rhodes. And if you want to document that, it's on pages 951 and 952 of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And of course, in the latest issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, January, February, year 2003, an article by Richard Betts talking about the fact that we may have a biological attack on America. The article, Suicide to Prevent Murder, is simply goes into the background of, we are forcing Saddam's hand. He would never attack America. He'd be foolish to attack America. Unless, of course, he was going to be destroyed anyway, and then he might be just foolish enough or angry enough or psychotic enough to try in some way to launch a biological attack on this country. And he probably has the biological weapons because we gave them to him. And if you doubt that, the latest issue of Washington Post goes into how we gave Saddam Hussein the biological and chemical weapons. If you'd like to see that article, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Now, there are probably 20 or 30 different organisms that you can use for biological warfare. You can't immunize for all of them or you'd kill people. They can't take too many vaccines or they'll develop asthma or other autoimmune diseases. And so the best thing you can do is get your immune system up. And that's why we certainly urge you to listen to Bill, and he's going to talk about how you can build up your immune system. Do it and do it now. Don't wait until something happens and start laying in stockpiles. If there ever was, and I don't know there's going to be a biological attack, but I will tell you that in the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, they're talking about it, and we know that they're creating bunkers for Dick Cheney and other members of the elite back in Washington, D.C., and we have the article that goes into that out of the Washington Times. So if you want to get the information that we're talking about, we'll be glad to provide it for you. But right now, Bill, what can people do to build up their immune systems?
Well, I'm so glad to hear that Russell Blaylock is out with his book, and I urge everybody to call Radio Liberty and order a copy of that book. It's a wonderful book, and Russell Blaylock's a real authority on this. By the way, a neurosurgeon, so he certainly knows a lot about toxins and things, particularly to the brain and autism.
Right.
And I was just printing out the news report as we were speaking here, and it's just off the press. A United States study shows a 10-fold increase in autism over the last 20 years. So that's a 10,000% increase over the last 20 years. So I think that would just go right along with the increase in vaccinations. I think that would explain the whole thing. So what can we do to boost our immune system? Why do we need to do it? Because we've got a lot of challenges on our immune system. Of course, people with commercial interest are going to hype that and tell us all the things. The big issue going on is when we're very young and we're very old, we begin to lose our immune system. You have a little thymus gland that's kind of right over your breastbone, and it's about the size of a walnut when you're very young. And of course, as you're very old, up to 80 years old, then it's about the size of a pea. Well, the thymus gland makes the T cells, T for thymus, that we see in the immune system. We hear about a lot about T cells with AIDS and so on. So you're losing your immune system. You have to back it up with other systems and programs, things in your diet that work like this. Vitamin C and E, the two minerals selenium and zinc, Those are the two minerals and the two vitamins that seem to really boost your immunity. And for people that they're just saying here, the flu deaths are up sharply in the United States. They miscalculated, and there's a lot more flu deaths. And, of course, who do they occur to? Mostly people of advanced age. So, and they're running down and getting flu shots, and they're saying, frankly, they haven't been able to reduce the incidence of death due to influenza, even with the flu vaccine. See, they're not really working. They don't work very well. Maybe 40-50% of the people get a flu shot. It doesn't even take. It doesn't work because they don't have a good enough immune system to start with. You've got to develop antibodies against these things, and it won't work. So it what's happening here is if you take vitamin C and E in supplement form, maybe 300 milligrams or more of vitamin C and vitamin E, maybe about 400 units, and 200 micrograms of selenium and maybe 15 milligrams of zinc. Those are the levels that will really boost up the immune system. And then maybe some of the vaccines will actually work, though I'm not a giant fan of flu vaccine. After all, you're really getting a little bit of the disease there. They're giving you these things. So you really don't want to do this when your immune system's down, is to challenge it. Just build your immunity naturally. You can't get this completely out of food. Certainly eat vitamin C-rich foods, not only oranges and things like that, but you have, papayas have much more vitamin C. Kiwi fruit has a lot more vitamin C. But you won't be able to do it consistently without the supplement. So I encourage everyone to do that. And that's a good way to think about somewhere in our future we're going to need it. For the very young children, get powdered vitamin C and add it to their drinks, and that's the way you do it with very young children.
All right, we've got Julie calling in here from Santa Cruz. Hi, Julie, how are you doing?
No, it's Jewel.
Oh, Jewel, okay, Jewel. I'm sorry.
It's
Jewel,
okay.
How are you?
I just wanted to ask, what does Bill Sardis think about wheatgrass? Does that have everything in it to help the immune system?
No, well, wheatgrass is very wonderful. It's a wonderful natural food. You can get it down at health stores. Sometimes they grow it right there. You can see it and get it. It's a wonderful thing. Please don't let me cast a negative shadow on it. It's just that it has lots of things in it, but not in anywhere near the dose you need to make all this happen. And that's the thing that the promoters of it won't tell you. Dose is part of the issue. So, yes, you have a lot of wonderful things in there, but they're in such small amounts. It's not going to make the big difference that you're going to need some dosage. And when I say to you dosage, look, if you can get 300 milligrams of vitamin C in your diet, now that you'd have to eat 6 oranges a day to do that, but if you can do that, you can reduce the risk of ever getting cataracts by 70 to 80%. You can live 6 years longer, said a UCLA study, and that's quite a long addition to your life. After all, if you lower your cholesterol, you'll only live a few months longer. If you go out and exercise every day, only a few months longer, but just taking 300 milligrams of vitamin C increases your lifespan by about 6 years. Now, you need to do that every day because the people who really benefit from all this are the people who have used vitamin supplements every day for 10 years or more. And so those are the answers for you. But certainly wheatgrass on the food side of the ledger, yes, of course, it's a wonderful thing to include in all these plant foods. There's wonderful things in the plant food world. We like to get the active ingredient out of those and concentrate it because sometimes we need a little more than what just the plants provide. We'll talk about that in relationship to garlic and some other herbs in just a moment.
Anything else, Jewel?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, fine. And what about alfalfa sprouts and things like that they tell us are so wonderful?
Yeah, these are good for us. Alfalfa is not something we should take every day, but it has a few little side effects to it. But again, these all have a place in time. There are other herbs and things that we can take every day, and certainly in the area of spices, kitchen spices are frequently oregano and the garlic powder. Many of these things really have wonderful properties to them. So some are anti-inflammatory, like turmeric, which we use as a spice, of course, in the kitchen. There's many of these wonderful things that we do. Ginger, of course, I don't think we realize ginger has properties to it that mimic digitalis. Digitalis makes the heart beat stronger. Ginger is a natural anti-inflammatory like the COX-2 inhibitors, the drugs we use. You hear about Celebrex and many of these other drugs, ibuprofen and so on. Ginger is a good anti-inflammatory agent. By the way, ginger is excellent for car sickness, air sickness, nausea during pregnancy. It's wonderful for bringing down your temperature instead of aspirin. It works just as well in bringing down your temperature. So, you know, a little ginger in our system every day, either as a spice or you can get it as a encapsulated food supplement. These are all wonderful little things to learn. And, of course, they're obviously no side effects and very inexpensive. So all excellent things for us to learn about.
All right. Well, what about garlic? Because I know that's been one thing you've been very interested in.
Well, certainly garlic. I'm just urging everyone to go out and get one of those long, big, what do they call it? It's a great big circle of garlic, just a string of it. And of course, keep it in the home and keep using it. It lasts for quite a while. And fresh garlic, there's nothing like it. In societies that we see that use garlic in their foods, they have less disease, particularly less stomach cancer. 50% of us harbor a little bacterium in our digestive tract called H. pylori. Garlic kills it, but it has to be fresh garlic. Don't rely on the garlic pills. There's been studies now, and they're credible, and they're real, and it's showing really the garlic pills can't do or simply don't do what fresh garlic does, which is when you crush it, you crush a clove of garlic, it makes the active ingredient called allicin, and, of course, you need to crush it or blend it, and then you'll make that, and it'll last an hour or two, and, of course, you can use it right there, and that's a good antibiotic. It's good for reducing cholesterol, reducing your blood pressure, controlling your blood sugar levels. Can you imagine all that out of one molecule called allicin? And so you can get all of that in fresh garlic, as well as it kills the bugs. We're talking about bacteria, viruses, funguses, amoebas. So all of these kinds of pathogens, we call them, or germs, there's no drug like allicin. It's been made by the pharmaceutical companies. One little molecule like this will offer all these health benefits. You can get it in fresh garlic. The FDA can't close us down on this health claim because it's just a food. So, you know, there's no label attached to it. We just need to encourage you to use it in your cooking and so on. Use fresh garlic when you're ill. There is a British company now that's come here. They're going to break the mold. There is a wonderful product called Alimax. And it's odorless, and it's in a little capsule, and they've stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in garlic, for the first time. For your listeners who want to know about that, they can call the manufacturer, get a little report for free, or they can order it. We'll give them the manufacturer's toll-free number, which is 866-405-4000. That's the world's first allicin, stabilized allicin in a garlic capsule. It's non-odorous. It's called Alimax. 866-405-4000, the manufacturer from Britain, is now offering that.
All right, we'll be right back here with Bill Sardi, but this is the time when I have to remind all of you out there in the listening audience that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we're primarily dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us do what we do so that we can pay the bills, because we're on almost 50 stations every week now. Our Saturday program is heard on about 35, 36 stations, but we're beginning to have an outreach across America, and we're beginning to bring the news behind the news, the story behind the story, an understanding of what you're not being told by the controlled media. We cannot be free if we can't get the truth, and the tragedy is we're not getting the truth today. So we hope that many of you will decide right now you're going to join the Radio Liberty family, and for a suggested gift of at least $20 a month or more, you'll get our four best tapes of the month, and you'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do. Now, if you'd like to just get the newsletter, it's $25 a year. That's a copy every month. But if you'd like a free copy of our latest newsletter, and that's the December newsletter, it deals with the background of our monetary system, the occult background of our monetary system, the secret history you're never going to read any other place, and I think you'll find it fascinating. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website at www.radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. You can pull down our programs off of our website. And you can pull down our newsletters off the website. We encourage you to tell others about the website, about our programs, and, of course, certainly about radioliberty.com. And again, our number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Have you ever wondered what really happened at Waco? Have you ever wondered if maybe the government was not giving you the full story? Well, there is the most amazing video. It's called Waco, The Rules of Engagement, 2.5 ripping hours of the story of a government onslaught under a group of peaceable people. Now, their religion may be different than yours and mine, but they were still Christians, they still believed in the Bible, and they believed that the government would one day become their enemy and destroy them. Well, Waco, The Rules of Engagement is a video that everybody who loves freedom should see, because the ultimate conclusion is the government did not want them to come out. The government did everything they could to keep them from coming out, to antagonize them, loud music, lights all the time, to totally create a situation where they could not think clearly or would respond normally. Waco, The Rules of Engagement is currently unavailable through regular sources. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR right now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest today is Bill Sardi, and we've got Scott calling from Hollister. Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Very good, Dr. Stan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You have a question or comment?
Yes, two quick questions. I just tuned in late, and I wanted to clarify a couple questions with your guest this afternoon. He was speaking of ginger, and about the only time I've come across ginger is at Oriental restaurants when it's served as a side. And it's generally in a pickled form. And I was had a question on that. If ginger in its pickled form impairs its potency or effectiveness on anything. And the second part of this question is garlic. If I eat a lot of garlic, a lot of times it's baked or roasted. Are you getting the same benefits out of that as versus say crushed and where the Alamax is released in a raw form?
It's Allison that's released. Allison. But anyway, go ahead. Now, first of all, what about the ginger and what about if it's pickled?
Yeah, pickled ginger is just fine. Any way you'd like it. I like it pickled. I like it fresh. I slice it off the little root that you can get in the stores. We keep some in the home. And I also have ginger capsules, which I happen to use, you know, in the middle of the night or whatever I want to do. I think sometimes it's good. By the way, it's often good for a headache and so on, too. So many, many uses for ginger. You should keep it around. An excellent thing. The second question.
The second question was, what happens if you cook the garlic, if you put it into roast and baking and things like that?
There's still many wonderful health properties in garlic, aside from the allicin, in the sense that it'll still thin the blood nicely, keep you from having a stroke or a blood clot or something like that. There's sulfur compounds in there, and that's good for your body. But in regards to the primary ingredient, allicin, the heating and cooking will destroy it. So it's important for us to get it fresh and crush it and then just take it that way. And that's why this new garlic pill may help us. It's more convenient. It has real allicin in it. It's stabilized. And it was even proven in a controlled study. They used it, and it cut the risk of the common cold by just taking one a day. So I think these are all wonderful breakthroughs, but I like nature. I like something that's inexpensive. So use fresh garlic as you can. And if you want to use the Alamax, that's wonderful, too. It's a good product, and it's not doesn't have any odor, and it's a little more portable. If you're traveling and so on, you can take it. The big thing is a lot of us will have food poisoning or whatever, get sick or colds or flu. Hey, here's something we can take without prescription. There's no antibiotic resistance. The bugs haven't learned how to migrate around these things in all these centuries, so we're going to rely on all these because all of the antibiotic drugs, the streptomycins and penicillins, are failing. We're all going to end up using garlic and things like it, so we should learn about it.
Anything else, Scott?
That will be it. Thank you for clarifying that, Bill.
Thank you so much. Well, let's go to Mark calling from Aptos. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, I have a friend that has sleep apnea. I wonder if that has a nutritional cause to that.
Well, we wonder in sleep apnea if these people really aren't anemic. And, you know, we see that actually when you don't have enough red blood cells, then you see you're not carrying enough oxygen, so they need to kind of have prolonged deep breaths and so on. And things are kind of struggling. So we notice that people have this problem when they're anemic. Now, oftentimes the anemia is secondary to infection or disease in the body. The body kind of withholds all the iron when you have an infection, or it withholds it all if you have chronic inflammation like arthritis. So So if someone's had chronic arthritis or infection for a long time, they're likely to end up to be anemic. Don't just think I can give iron and fix the problem, because iron will then cause more infections and issues. And try to get to my website at AskBillSardi.com and ask me that question so I can get back to you on how to really remedy that in a good way. But certainly we think sleep apnea might be related to just anemia. And, of course, a good iron pill will fix it. By the way, for everyone who needs to take iron, this isn't the men. Most men have iron overload. But the women, the fertile women who menstruate, they're low in iron and they may be anemic from time to time. Not the menopausal women. They've given up all that. But for the women that are pale and cold and tired, they have cold hands and feet, they may be anemic. And certainly we look for cold hands and feet in anemia. That might go along with a sleep apnea. And there's only one form of iron supplement you should be taking, and that's called Ferronyl. F as in Frank, E-R-R-O-N-Y-L, or its generic name, carbonyl iron, like carbon, carbonyl iron. And, of course, that's because that's a totally elemental form of iron, and it's non-toxic. They gave thousands of milligrams to dogs. There was no toxicity, no nausea, no pain in the stomach. You frequently get and take iron pills, no constipation. That's the form of iron you should have in your home. And, by the way, in case one of those little darling children you've got toddling around ever gets in those iron pills, it won't kill them. So that's the only form of iron that should ever be in any home anywhere. So,
okay, thanks so very much, Mark. And let's go to Ralph calling from Oklahoma. Hi, Ralph. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan and Mr. Sardi. A question concerning, spices. I understand that nowadays all spices on the spice rack have been irradiated.
You're right. That's correct. All of the spices that we have on our rack have been irradiated. That's because we'd probably have mold in there somewhere. Now, probably not for the garlics and oil of the oreganos and those kind of things, because they're pretty stable on their own. But some of the rest, just to build a shelf life, fortunately, that doesn't really give us any radiation, and it doesn't really harm the spices. They're still active. They didn't ruin the molecule. So I don't see any danger there. We've been irradiating military food. We've been irradiating various things for a long time. What I'm concerned about is when we're irradiating real food, substance food, you know, the kind of peas and carrots and things.
Yes.
Whatever
yes,
we have. We're going to wreck the nutrient value of those foods. We're
the
talking
enzyme.
About the sensitive, it's not the spices and herbs, it's the very sensitive B vitamins. They're very sensitive to radiation, heat, light, temperature, those kind of things. So, you know, we're a little bit concerned that they're schmoozing us on this deal, because it to favor the companies making a little more profit and keeping the products longer on the shelf, they'll tell us that irradiation is good. Believe me, get fresh foods into your life. Don't worry about this radiation thing. Stop eating so many processed foods in the first place, and really get a lot. You know, first place you should head to in the store is where those plant foods are, and you eat those foods. We'll get around all their nonsense one way or the other. We just won't buy the foods they irradiate and
okay.
Let them go on with their nonsense.
All right, anything else, Ralph?
Well, one more. A friend of mine, he's a chemist. He works in a chemistry lab, and I had, with all the information that I got from you, Dr. Stan, on the fluoride, I'd asked him to go to a water board meeting with me. Well, he couldn't go. He had to work that night. But we got to talking about that, and he said, here's something that very few people pay any attention to in regards to fluoride. Well, all dangerous things, that your hot water tank, that you get an accumulation in there, really, really bad, and never drink, you know, if you want hot water or whatever, don't plan on drinking what comes by way of your hot water line.
All right, that's a good point.
Is that true? Do you know about that?
No,
I haven't studied. I wrote a book all about bottled water and drinking water, but it is true that the minerals do deposit in there. I'll have to look that up. But
yeah.
By the way, fluoridated water not only models your teeth, and particularly in young children, but it's a non-essential mineral. It'll soften the bones over the long time. And of all things, fluoride makes aluminum soluble. So the little bit of aluminum or whatever you get in your diet, it'll now make it soluble, go through your digestive tract, and now it can get to the brain and cause Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah,
my gosh. And
all that documentation.
It all adds up, doesn't it?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ralph. And let's go to Jim calling from Salinas. We've got to do a program on fluoride here sometime soon because, I mean, this is really a medical malpractice. The trouble is most doctors have never been told the truth. Most dentists haven't been told the truth because they've never had the time to do the studying on it. And they believe what their leaders tell them and believe that the leaders of organized medicine that created the crisis we're facing today. Jim and Salinas, what do you have to say?
Yes, I wanted to ask about the relationship between diet and seizure disorder. Specifically, I have petit mal seizures where my hands shake, I get lightheaded, and sometimes I pass out.
Okay, the real quick antidotes for that is get some taurine. Taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, an amino acid, about a couple thousand milligrams. That helps strengthen cell membranes, the outside of the cell. Make sure you're not in iron overload. Don't be taking iron supplements. You might want to get something that chelates or removes iron. There's various types. You can get a hold of me on my website at AskBillSardi.com. Get some fish oil in your diet, about 3,000 milligrams of fish oil. And certainly these things should calm all this down. There's something in the health food store called quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N. You find it in red onions and red apples. It's an antihistamine. It kind of chelates some of the iron out. That's what's causing some of your troubles. So quercetin plus vitamin C, a couple thousand milligrams, some taurine, and some fish oil. I think you'll see those seizures subside.
What if you're anemic like I am?
You're anemic because you probably have this in relation to infection as well. So get a hold of me on my website so I can give you instruction how to get around that.
Okay. It's AskBillSardi.com. Thanks so much, Jim.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're just about out of time. What are your parting thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, I'm going to send all your listeners a bill on behalf of Radio Liberty. My advice is free, but please support Radio Liberty like I do. And by the way, my check is right here. I'm sending it in the mail and licking the stamp now. So I want everybody to support Radio Liberty. Certainly support your body. Get your immune system working. Don't be a sitting duck for the colds and the flu or whatever else passes us by. Make your body work. God wants us to have a healthy body so we can serve him better, and that's what we want to do.
God bless you. Thanks so much, Bill.
You bet.
Okay, our guest has been Bill Sardi, and his website, AskBillSardi.com. He's got some amazing books there. He's got one on all God's medicines and how the food, you know, has been utilized for years to make you feel better. Just go up there and take a look at it, and my wife really values that book that he wrote about the Bible and food in the Bible. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed the program. We will be doing a program in the near future on fluoride, because if we could convince the American people, number one, fluoride decreases spermatic mobility, it decreases the sperm count, it's being used for population control, and they're poisoning the people of America, and they know exactly what they're doing. If they would do that, should we be surprised? It'd take us into a senseless war with Iraq and perhaps with other countries in the near future. Remember why we went to war with Afghanistan? The wicked Osama bin Laden. What happened to the wicked Osama bin Laden? Oh, he just sort of slipped away. We have no idea what happened to him. We can read, from 80,000 feet in space with our predator planes, our satellites, you know, the handwriting on, in a book. But we can't find old Osama. He's just slipped out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. Pray for America. Pray for revival. And please remember to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye. May the Lord be with you.
No, it certainly is. I'm going to go all day.
Miserable all day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm going to go down and pick up David's chair.